And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Tonight we are going to have a NFL radical, a brand spanking new NFL prediction show with Jimmy Crackhorn, Billy the Greek, Paulie the Wop, and Joey the Rabbi. And we'll also have for you tonight a debate between... It was going to be a debate between Lloyd Bonafide and Jeff Dowder. We also will be featuring this evening an interview with Herb Sewell and Mr. Chris Norton, who is selling DVDs of himself hitting on women. And you can buy those instructional DVDs, and we'll give you information on that. Harvey Wireman joins us. Mr. Wireman, an attorney from San Marino, California. He is litigating a case currently involving freeway and highway billboards. Are they a distraction to drivers? Can they cause a hazard to drivers who are viewing them while they are driving? And many of you are out in your automobiles this evening. Mr. Wireman, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you very much.
This cause that you are currently litigating, this case, I should say, is just one facet of the freeway or roadside billboard controversy. There's another area you're pursuing?
Yes, there is a concern that we have about these other Dove billboards that I was mentioning to you.
Tell me how you got interested in this.
Phil, I got interested in it when a client who had an appointment literally to come see me in my office was driving down Highland, which is a street in Hollywood. He saw a billboard that he found, we'll say, to be a little bit out of place. It was very jarring from his point of view, where, because his attention was forcibly drawn to this, his eyes left the road as a result of this very jarring and, I will say, offensive billboard. He T-boned an automobile at the intersection of Hollywood and Highland, the result of which was both cars spun into the intersection. My client suffered a physical injury, broken nose. He had a bruised tailbone. The other driver had to literally be cut from the car.
Goodness.
Now, I went into Hollywood.
What, if you wouldn't mind telling, what was the billboard?
The billboard, to my understanding, was purchased by the Lever Corporation for the product, the Dove Bar. I went down Highland, and I was given a rough idea where this billboard was. But as I made the left-hand bend, which Highland bends to the left, below the Hollywood Bowl, I was heading to Hollywood Bowl, and it's a blind curve. And the billboard suddenly appears. Very offensive, extremely jarring.
Tell me what was offensive about this? The Dove billboards that you're talking about are the ones that feature the women?
Well, what was offensive and I think relatively shocking is where you expect to see, and I think anyone, any individual, a reasonable person would expect to see a slender, a Miami or New York model advertising a product, you are assaulted. We feel with full intent with a woman who is inappropriately dressed in her underwear. She is fat, standing there as if you're supposed to throw out thousands of years of human sensibility and now expect her to be something, that's good to look at.
So the jarring part...
Well, the jarring part, Phil, is seeing something that shocks you to the point where you lose a semblance of control over the automobile.
All right, now, but the jarring part is that this woman is not a slender Hollywood model. I mean, as you said, a Miami or New York model.
Well, she is inappropriate. This is an overweight woman, inappropriately dressed. And what happened to me, I will tell you, I'm a 78-year-old man. I'm already... having a difficult time controlling the automobile at my age. And adding to this danger to myself and other drivers is the Lever Corporation, their Dove billboard, exhibiting a sensory assault, which is injurious, we believe could have cumulative effect of emotional trauma, as well as for myself, and the possibility of seizure and cardiac arrhythmia. But and we feel it's inappropriate for children, but that's really not what's germane to our case.
All right, but what we're talking about here is a billboard of a woman, of a model, who is not expected.
Not only is she not expected, to be perfectly blunt and clear, she is a fat woman in her underwear, and the appropriateness of this for children's in question, but putting something that is as visually jarring and shocking as that in an area where there is vehicular traffic, and that part of Hollywood, I'd also like to say, has a number of elderly residents who are pedestrians, so that when they are crossing the street and a motorist is assaulted with the overweight woman, and the pose is very proud in her underwear, if that motorist, like myself, loses control of the car and hits and possibly drags an elderly resident for several blocks, you are talking suborning vehicular assault, as well as imposing trauma on sexual orientation that becomes a very serious matter.
All right, let's get our phone number out here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. You know, you're talking about some billboards that have caused a stir. Actually, the ad campaign has.
I can understand why it's caused a stir.
If I could just interrupt you, Harvey. A lot of people find them to be good, the ad's good, because the women represent a positive vision of a full-figured woman.
In a magazine that is read exclusively by women who understand and are not offended by looking at a woman who has no physical personal discipline standing proudly in her underwear, if that were just in a magazine intended for women, we wouldn't have, I believe, we would not have a complaint. However, it is put up on a building, and you must understand that the billboard I observed that we believe was responsible for injury to my client was mounted on top of a building, I would say a good 10-story building. The size of the billboard already quite large. Now, when you put an individual who has a lack of personal discipline and has allowed themselves to grow to what I saw up there, you're talking about a very jarring image. So
the woman you're saying was overweight.
Yes.
By how much?
Well, I don't think it's so much the weight, Phil. It's the offensive nature of the fat that hangs over the underwear. And again, because we're talking about a billboard, they have purposely, I believe, created an image many times the woman's already huge size, and there she is on a billboard. And
yeah, but you're not accusing Lever of trying to cause accidents.
We are not accusing Lever of consciously trying, but we are, by their negligent behavior and by the sheer size of this woman, we feel negligently they frightened our driver, our client, and now I've got nothing against a company trying to advertise a product, but I reject out of hand their right to put on a billboard an image that is so opposite what billboard models usually look like as well, and an image that can remind some motorists as well, Phil, of some men of a woman that they wished that they had not been intimate with at one time in their life. That could very well bring back, I don't want to say a flashback, but my client had flashbacks. Now, I will tell you.
Who is your client?
Mr. Ray Bell of Arcadia, California. He is a gentleman who had business in Hollywood at that. Was on his way to see me, I should say, but had business in Hollywood at that time.
All right, Harvey Wireman joins us, an attorney at law, who feels that the Dove billboard of... Is this just one woman? Because the ones I've seen has five or six.
The billboard I'm speaking of has just the image of the one, fairly fat woman on the building.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Linda, hello, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi there.
Yes, ma'am.
I just had a comment concerning the inappropriateness of the billboard. I'm just wondering if your lawyer would be happier if she put on clothes or if she lost weight.
It's not for me to tell the Lever Corporation how to present their advertising. What I am telling them is that what they have chosen to put on a billboard is jarring and offensive to motorists, that could create, and did in the case of my client, vehicular an incident which caused injury.
Well, I think...
Did the lady have a point she wanted to make?
Yes, ma'am. You did, Linda?
Well, yes, yeah. I did. I don't think I don't think any people need to be on billboards in their underwear. Men, women, fat, skinny, children. But to come on and talk about offensiveness only, it sounds like it's only due to her being overweight.
Well,
and not...
the billboard advertising that traditionally in Western culture we have become accustomed to since it was introduced some, 80 or 90 years ago, features for the most part an expected image that we have grown comfortable with to show.
Yeah, but if I could just say, Harvey, the lady is saying, is it because she's fat?
I would say yes, it is because she is fat. And why would you put an individual like that in underwear so that...
Well, let me ask you this, to anticipating another question. If it was a slender Miami, New York model, as you say, in underwear, would that be all right?
Well, again, we've seen those images before. We're used to them. We're comfortable with them. They don't interfere with our driving. They don't interfere with our line of sight. But when you see something like that, I got to tell you, you should have seen my client. His face was pushed in, everything.
Well, I think your client has a problem, you know.
Well, thank you very much.
He needs to see more rounded women.
Well, I'm really? Okay. Maybe, but not thrown into his face while he's operating 3,000 pounds of Detroit iron and could very well kill someone.
All right. Linda, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. The lady made that last comment. He needs to see more fat women.
Well, let me ask you this, Phil. What does that mean? We need to see more fat women. Is that I don't understand. In other words, you might as well say, if we see enough dead bodies laying on a freeway, we'll get used to it. Well, I don't think we should ever get used to something like that.
Well, you're not comparing a large woman on a billboard to a dead body.
No, I'm not. But I'm saying it can be as jarring and traumatic to see a fat fat lady in her briefs as seeing a man dead laying next to one of these, you know, rice burners or whatever you have.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Harvey Wireman, attorney at law on the Dove billboard in particular that shows one woman standing there in her underwear with her legs, you know, spread and her hands on her hips, very proud picture. He says that the image of an overweight woman, a fat woman, as he said, in her underwear, caused his client to lose control of his car. It is an assaulting and injurious image, not one that we're used to seeing. Generally, we're used to seeing these, quote, slender Miami, New York models. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Harvey Wireman. This is The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Pull your head out of your ass. Plug into the world. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I don't think it misses them.
Right. Harvey Wireman joins me, an attorney at law, talking about the Dove Bar billboard showing a full-figured woman.
Well, yeah, can I just interrupt, Phil?
Well, I wanted to set up what you were saying.
All right.
That the full-figured, the image of this woman in her underwear was jarring and offensive to one of your clients. He lost control of his automobile. You say, quote, T-boned another car?
Yeah, he broadsided the other guy. He and my client wound up with it is my contention that the other driver is as much at fault as the billboard, because the other driver, is just driving along and should have seen my client was out of control. But we're going to deal with that separately. Phil, I wanted to...
No, hold on. All right, so you want to sue Lever for their Dove Bar, the single... Because we had a lady on a few weeks ago who didn't like the image of these large-figured or full-figured women because it made women who work on themselves sort of look stupid, I guess.
Well, I would agree with that, but let me just say, soap, as it is currently constituted, if you are to look at any chemist's desk reference, as a matter of fact, you'll find that soap, one of the major ingredients of soap is fat. And I find it to be very offensive that the Dove Corporation, in an effort to slip in an inside joke and to make their comrades in the chemical business, whether it be the Palmolive people or the you know, any of these other you know, the inside joke that soap's made out of fat, so why don't we just have some fat woman stand there, and then all these guys that are in the soap business get themselves a cheap giggle at our expense. Meanwhile, the rest of us die. I don't find that funny at all.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. DJ, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Mr. Harvey Wireman. Go ahead.
Yes, I would just like to say that back in the early 20s and 30s and 40s, African Americans were not able to even be seen in magazines, on billboards, because they used the same offense, the same excuse, rather.
What was that? Are you African American, dear?
Yes, I am.
All
it was offensive. They thought that they didn't look good on TV. They thought they wouldn't look good in print.
Well, I don't know if that's true.
Because look at Hollywood. It's taken Hollywood much longer to even recognize that.
Well, we have very beautiful, slender women. Well, Lena Horne was a slender woman.
My point is,
what I'm trying to say is, I think it was the color of the woman more than anything that kept her out of the bed.
Let's let the lady finish what she's saying.
It is about time that America accepts all sizes of her people, whether they be tall and slender, short and fat. It doesn't matter.
You're asking us to accept all sizes at the expense of our very lives.
That's the excuse they used when I do believe it was a face cleanser that wanted to use Lena Horne as a billboard. And they said because she's a black woman, it would offend and cause problems to people driving. They found out that was wrong.
Well, I'm familiar with that case.
The Lena Horne case?
Yes, I am. And what people were more... And it's kind of humorous. They said, and this is what was claimed at least by a couple of the litigants, Lena Horne is an African-American, very beautiful woman in her prime. Yeah, I saw her in Las Vegas, and she is a lovely woman. Now, she was black. She's advertising a face cleanser. The advertiser, and I think, I don't know, you can say what you think about this, felt it wasn't appropriate because people might think her face was dirty.
Now, you're kidding.
No, I say, oh. So it really doesn't have anything to do with her race. It had to do with if I got a face cleaner, why do I want to have somebody who looks like she just pulled her face out of a mud pie or something?
Well, sir,
oh, come on.
Let me interject this. The word that you used was she was in her prime.
Yes, beautiful.
Why do men have to use words to describe a woman's beauty at different stages of life?
But, ma'am,
women, we don't do that to each other.
Ma'am, you wouldn't want to see
You
wouldn't want to see a billboard of a dead fetus. Then why would you put this up?
Because we're not dealing with life or death issues. We're dealing with
a dead fetus. It's horrifying. This is just a woman.
Yes, but it is a dead thing.
Yes, it's a dead
thing. The woman on the billboard was not dead.
So well, but for all intents and purposes, she's dead.
Use that analogy. You can't use that.
Wait a minute. Why do you say, for all intents and purposes, she's dead?
Sexually, she's dead. And that's the whole reason why.
Why is she sexually dead? Just because she's heavy?
Well, dear, it's not so much because she's heavy, but the fat is folded over the underwear in a manner that could cause vehicular. And my, you know.
Well, what? When your client's driving on the street and he looks up, he sees a billboard of this fat woman.
He is shocked. There is a level of trauma. And the next thing you know, a perfectly good Volkswagen van is T-boned.
Well, why was he looking at the billboard when he should have been looking at the road?
Why do they why do they have billboards to be looked at? Hello.
Well, that's by the passengers, not the driver.
Passengers
in the vehicle, not the driver.
Ma'am,
when you're driving defensively, the book tells you keep your eyes on the road.
Good point.
And your eyes to the next car.
We maintain that the driver is also a passenger, since he is taking himself to. So he is the driver, but also he's two people, really.
But even more of a reason.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And the suborning of a frightening image. Now, the appropriateness of this.
All right, well, we're back with Mr. Harvey Weierman. Harvey and I get talking off the air about some of these issues. I wanted to ask you, at the bottom line here, what the bottom line is.
Well, the bottom line, Phil, is this. We have a written summary of an argument that we intend to present that will prove when you assault a motorist with an image as otherworldly as that, the subliminal suggestion may be introduced that a woman who looks like that would be acceptable to be, you know, to have a cocktail where to be seen with. And we categorically reject the.
Well, hold on for a minute, because we're going to a lot of different places here. You said that that image might remind the man of some traumatic experience as well.
Yes. Of the fact that generally women that look like that are women, you know, I don't mean to offend. I'm just saying.
Well, you understand that this can be pretty offensive to women that are that shape.
Well, but Phil, any woman who is that size realizes that if she's been intimate with a man, and then for whatever, you know, well, he didn't call the next day. She's aware that when she looks in the mirror, I mean,
that's offensive.
What is
that? What you just said?
No. What I'm saying is it any is it any secret to a woman that big why it is after she, you know, put on a triple X rated performance, why she never gets a phone call? Well, there's an old saying.
See, I think.
No, listen to me. There's an old saying. Mopeds are, fat women are like mopeds. You've heard it. They're fun to ride, but you don't want to be seen on one. See, and I don't accept that. I think that's offensive, but that's the way a lot of men think. And my client needs to be, have his, he needs to be protected in the way that he thinks about this.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. What you're telling me is dumb needs to be defended.
No, sir, I am not. My client is not dumb. Mr. Bell is a very well-known gentleman in his community. He's in the sporting industry, and he's, believe me, I'd love to see you walk up to him and call him dumb in a room full of guys like him, because there wouldn't be a whole lot left of you.
I'm not looking for a fight. I'm just trying to see this from both sides. 1-800-449-8686. We'll go over to April now. April, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Harvey Weierman.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
I find it interesting that Mr. Weierman?
You can speak directly to me. My name is Harvey Weierman, yes.
Okay. I find it interesting that you think that women of that figure should... You're basically saying they should be shut in the closet and be in public.
No.
You just said that by showing these images, it's okay for men to have cocktails. You're thinking that men are going to say it's okay to have cocktails and be seen in public with these women. What is wrong with that?
Well, first of all, I said very clearly earlier when I was conversing about this, the images in magazines are fine. When other women see other fat women, I don't see anything injurious. When you put that out in public, though, you begin to...
I have to interrupt. April, you need to turn your radio down.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's that?
Go ahead.
As I said to the young lady, the magazine images of these women that look like that should not be injurious in a magazine. Other women see each other in much the, you know, looking like that because they help each other get dressed and so on and so forth. However... let me finish my point.
Okay.
To put that up on a billboard while a man is driving down the street expecting to see a slender Miami model advertising his favorite beer, in other words, getting him off to a good day, And he comes around the corner, and he's confronted with a fat woman in underwear standing there with her legs spread apart. Well, what are you laughing at? What are you laughing at? In other words, that's what it's saying is, yeah, you like to have sex with slender women? Get a load of me. Good luck the rest of the day.
Well, what are you saying, man? They're trying to...
I'm saying that the negligent image, the negligent intention, or rather, I should say the negligence here, is that the effect, in my client's case, was to have him T-bone a Volkswagen van, send the driver of that car through the passenger side door and down a block.
Good Lord.
It was very injurious.
All right, April, I'm sorry, but I wanted Harvey to get his point out. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. You know, men like your client aren't the only men out there. My husband in particular stated to me as we were listening to this conversation that, you know, he has seen the ad campaign that Dove is running, and he actually thinks the women are very attractive.
As I do.
And, you know...
Well, I find that hard to believe, Mr. Andrea.
It's very sad that the advertisement world has made it so that the only image that's acceptable is the skinny model. It's just not the way it is. Look at Marilyn Monroe. She was. If you look at her today, she would have been considered a plus-size girl.
Well, April, may I say something? Because I knew Marilyn Monroe. I met her when I was working a law in the early 50s. I started in criminal defense. I met Marilyn Monroe at a couple of parties. Marilyn Monroe fluctuated in her weight, and she was a very slender and well-put-together woman. But let me say this. You never saw Marilyn Monroe on a billboard in her underwear. Now, we have a concern that the weight of this woman, you know, if they took her down off that billboard and she started running down the street to get some clothes someplace, she'd be setting car alarms off as she ran. And I find that injurious.
Well, come on, man.
No, what I'm trying to say is...
You cannot mm-hmm. be serious.
I'm serious when my client just left my client in a hospital bed with a tube coming out of his nose, and
so
it was all red.
When plus-size women run down the street, it's the equivalent of an earthquake.
Well, look, this woman on the billboard has, you know, she's got to iron her pants in the driveway. I mean, this is a...
All right. 1-800-449. What is this, gags or something?
I'm not doing gags, Mr. Henry. What I'm trying to do is get the Lever Corporation to pay up. And I mean, I want to see a lot of green and stuff that spends, okay? In other words, rebound Andrew Jackson. Thank you.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686 with Mr. Harvey Weierman. What is it? This guy reading he's getting on the internet now reading some jokes? She's so fat that she has to iron her pants in the driveway. We're talking about the Dove Bar ad. One in particular, a billboard that is of just one woman. And you probably have seen it in your town or will. And she's just a gal up there. And pretty attractive girl. She's blonde and, you know, she's a full figure. She's not fat, in my opinion. Mr. Wehrman's client, a Ray Bell of Arcadia, was injured as he was looking up at the billboard. Billboard was so shocked by what he saw that he broadsided another vehicle, and the other driver was seriously injured. It took 20 minutes for them to find the other driver, as a matter of fact, as he had been jettisoned from his car, bounced down the street, and then for some reason took a left. The body just shot left into an alley, so they didn't know where it was. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Truth, justice, comedy. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show
is
back.
I'll tell you something right now. When Brooklyn became a part of New York City in 1898, that was the worst thing that ever happened to Brooklyn. It used to be a marvelous city with its own neighborhoods. And when New York swallowed up Brooklyn, I wasn't around, but I've heard the stories. And there were old-timers that one at a time just jumped into the East River. I'm telling you.
Suicide?
Oh, yeah. As soon as the vote was taken and they released the results that Brooklyn was a part of New York, one old man after the next, splash, splash, splash. And they talk about 9/11, where you could hear the bodies hitting the pavement, which is one of the most shocking things I think I've ever heard, Phil.
Absolutely.
Well, in 1898, when Brooklyn became part of New York City, you didn't hear bodies hitting the pavement, but you heard a lot of, you know, splashing.
All right, let's get back to what we're talking about. We're talking about the Dove Bar thing.
I didn't know we were back on the air. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we are. I was enjoying your story, though. 1-800-449-8686. The full-figured Dove Bar ad on Highland, which is showing a fat woman in underwear, according to you. I wouldn't call her fat. I call her beautiful, personally.
See, I find that irresponsible right there.
Why?
Because you are sending, as a responsible media figure, the message that makes life difficult for individuals such as myself or other individuals that may be listening, that when I go into a cocktail lounge with a dancer or a nightclub singer, and I want to have a late night cocktail, you're making it acceptable for some guy to come in the door behind me, sit at the stool right next to me at the bar with something that's going to need two stools. You see what I'm saying, Phil?
So what difference does it make to you, man? I mean, isn't that guy's business?
Look, the places that I go to, I want to have comfort, and when I get up to go to the bathroom, as I walk down the bar, I want to see one, forgive me, Phil, but I want to see nothing but one piece of tail after the next. And when you make it acceptable...
All right, hold on. I got to take some calls here.
No, but I wanted to finish...
I got to take some calls. 1-800-449-8686. Marnie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey.
Yeah.
I feel completely disrespected by all of this. This is unbelievable to me that any
dear,
one
if
person...
if you are overweight, you have to own that as your own issue.
I'm not overweight.
Well,
I'm not overweight,
but
I'm a woman.
How are you disrespected then?
Because I'm a woman, and I have been different sizes. I have gone from being a size 4 to a size 12 when I was pregnant, and now I am back down to a size 6.
Let me ask
you
a question.
I would like to know.
Were you as big as the... Let me tell you straight. Did you ever put your lipstick on with a paint roller? No? Then you weren't fat.
I would like to know, when you're at those cocktail lounges, it doesn't sound like you're actually in there with anyone. So what do you really care about who everybody else has? At least they have someone.
No, I just said I'm in there with a woman. I bring in... Marnie, you apparently didn't hear me very well. It might be the fat pressing on your eardrums. I said,
all right, come on.
All right, I'm sorry. But I said when I go in there with the women that I date, she didn't hear me.
Fine.
I'm listening.
Well, he does go in there with someone. But my point is... What business is it of yours if somebody is sitting there?
I already answered that question.
That's correct.
I get up and I...
So you find it offensive is what you're saying.
You got a new question for me?
So you find it offensive.
What's
that?
I'm
saying you find it offensive to look at overweight women.
No, I don't find it offensive as in injurious, like my client in a car. I find it to be
kind of a turnoff for your...
No. It is appropriating space that otherwise could be utilized, you know, by a piece of tail, yeah. And I'm talking to a lady.
All right, Marnie, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Here is, nope, that's not, is that Rhonda? Yeah. Rhonda, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I take offense to him saying that he asked you because you were media, and you're saying it's okay to say that that image was acceptable.
Well, but Mr. Hendry is going to make...
Let callers that are calling in finish their point. And you're saying...
You know, the last time I heard an accent like yours, it was on Saipan. It was a Marine. He was from Tennessee. Are you from Tennessee?
Yes, I'm from Tennessee.
I knew a kid in the Marine Corps. We were at Saipan. And we were hitting the beach. We were with the Devil Dogs.
Me talking.
But I want to tell you this.
Well, no,
and this
I don't
kid,
want to hear it. I
the
want
last
to
thing I heard him say was something like, "Damn, it's hot," and then a Japanese bullet. I'm telling you, what a shot right between the eyes.
Why are you telling us that?
Because he doesn't want anybody to make a valid point.
Go ahead, ma'am. I'm listening.
Okay, you just... told him.
Well, we got to take a break. You know what? I'm sorry, Rhonda, but you will be first up as soon as we come out.
Okay,
so stay there. Stay there, okay?
Yeah, this kid from Tennessee is all, man, it sure is hot. I wonder if... And then I heard this, and this kid went face first, and I said, holy Jesus, how do you like that? Tennessee's gone. And my staff sergeant, he came over, he said, who died? And I...
Will you shut up? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Are you for real?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Okay, Rhonda, go ahead.
Yes.
Am I going to be allowed?
I want this lady to say, she's been on hold a long time. Go ahead, Rhonda.
I take issue with him telling you that you in the media, you're acting like it's okay for this full-figured woman to be on there. I've got a question for him. The whole thing that's wrong with society today, nobody takes responsibility for their own actions. When you get behind the driver, when you're driving a vehicle and you said it was 3,000 pounds of Detroit metal.
Yes, ma'am.
The job of your client was to keep his eyes on the road and his vehicle under control, but it wasn't his fault. It was the billboard and the other vehicle that he T-boned. Because that guy was supposed to be watching, too? This is ridiculous. Let me ask you a question. If there was a skinny model on that billboard and he got overly excited and wrecked, would you be suing, too, for that?
You know, ma'am, that's a hypothetical that I can't answer, but I will say this. If you were driving down the road, and I'm sorry to put it this way, but I have to, and someone suddenly stuck their rear end in your face and cut a real cheesy fart, I'd say that person shouldn't have done that.
And well, are you saying the billboard's like that?
The billboard farted?
It might as well have been a large broccoli fart, yes.
The billboard came down in his face.
Well, yeah.
No, it did not.
Parked it right on his nose. Figuratively speaking. Excuse me.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.